Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 705. Today we hear from Terry, who asks,
I have recently completed listening to all the archive episodes of The Everyday Novelist.
Wow.
And have learned a great deal from your answers. I'm a beginning fiction writer, even though I'm 141 years old. That's not a typo. I assume that is a typo and you're 41 instead of 141.
41 can feel like 141, especially if it's a hard year.
At this point, I have been collecting first drafts. A fantasy novel, 131,000 words. A Twilight Zone-ish novelette, 14,000 words. And now a middle grade fantasy adventure story, 40,000 words.
Congratulations.
Writing this last story, I have started feeling like I might know what I'm doing, at least a little. My question is, how can I tell when I have gained enough skill to go back and do a decent second draft on my first two stories?
I'm not sure I actually know how to answer this one. Kitty, you watched me go through this stage. Mm-hmm. When was it that I was able to do that? The time when I first did this successfully was when I put together Sculpting God.
Right. Sculpting God was a collection of short stories, some of which you had tried to sell and some of which you had left on the back burner because they weren't ready. And at that point, you cleaned up those and put them in. And I think at that point you had just written so many short stories, you figured out how to get that one short story that didn't work to work. And in terms of novels, you released Predestination once you got a complete story out of it, and the story as a whole worked. You only went back to revise it once you realized that where you were going with the series required something different in that story.
But on the few occasions I have done it, the experience is like, where it's been successful, the experience is like coming back to an old song and singing a harmony line. The thing you want to avoid is filing off the wrong rough edges. And for me, everything about writing is voice and feel. It's like playing an instrument. And if I can hear the music in the original story, then I can feel where there's a wrong note or a skipped beat, and I just very lightly touch those things. So I'm always in that composition space. I'm never in a like major editorial space when I do that. It's like singing along to an existing song and running harmony lines over it, or mixing a new track into an old sequence. But for a writer and professional communicator, I'm doing a piss-poor job of explaining what I'm trying to say. How can you tell when you're ready? A priori, I suppose you can't. You got to go back, and if the story won't let you go, and you really want to get it releasable, come back to it at some point and find the music and play the song right. You may have to throw it all out, or you may, upon reading through, find that, well, you just need to get rid of this chapter, add in a comment that fills in the plot hole left by it, cut out some of your writer's ticks that make it feel clumsy, and that's it. Or it could be that the whole thing is written is pretty good, but there's something about the story doesn't work because there's another storyline that belongs there that you didn't write. It's going to depend, but your goal is to listen to the song as written and figure out how to mix it so that it really rocks. I wish I had something more concrete for you, but that's really genuinely all I've got. So,
speaking as a publisher, I would say give it to a first reader that likes the genre that you think that this book is, and have them read it and tell you if the story worked for them. If the story worked for them, release it. If you give your fantasy novel to a fantasy reader and they look at you and go, I couldn't understand what the heck that was, look into it and fix it. But nobody expects your first book to be your best, most masterful work. They just want a good story. And if it's a good story, they'll come back for your next work.
It's a tough question. Good luck. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.